Thank you. Welcome to everybody on BBS. Welcome to Hope Planet Hearing. Would you like to say your name and locations?
Cecil near Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
Anybody else?
Hi, BBS.
Hi, BBS.
So, Noni, how did you hear about the call?
Well, I spoke with you today. I was looking for the wellness pendant, and I called you and couldn't find the website, and so that's how I happened to know about this one.
Oh, you probably spoke to Wynn.
Oh, Wynn. Oh, I thought you were Wynn. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, Monica, Eileen, would you like to say your name and location? Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Morgan.
Welcome to our call.
Was that Morgan?
I don't think.
I heard background noise. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
My name is Heis Menderhaus, living in Los Molinos, California.
Hi there.
Hi, Heis.
Hi, Heis.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. It's good to have you on the call, Noni.
Well, I'm glad that somebody who lives close to me is also on the line.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Pauline from Queens, New York.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody. Hello, hello.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, positive greetings from Sedona, Antonio.
Hi, Raiden. Positive greetings. Noni, are you in Arizona?
No, I'm in Chatsworth, California.
Ah, okay. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
How'd
Hi, you... Wynn. Almost 7:05.
Noni, how did you know I was in California? Are you psychic?
Now, Joy, you were not on the earlier call. Were you on the earlier call, Joy?
I was.
Did you like that?
I loved it. Although I wanted to hear the druid story.
Yeah.
But I can wait.
Well, Noni, I was going to say, Noni, the person that you were talking to, he's talking right now, that's Wynn.
Hey, hi, Wynn. I'm here.
Who's that? Oh, that's
Noni. I was talking to you about the wellness pendant today in the morning. This morning.
Right. And you're the one who told me our website was working. Right?
Yeah.
Now you were not on our 6 o'clock call, were you?
Well, you know what? I was looking at this and I missed it. But maybe on Wednesday I'm going to be there.
You know what? I don't usually invite new people to the Monday call. Because it's like, I call it, what do I call it?
Wild card.
Muted.
And we do anything there. So I played, you can listen to the replay though. You know, it'll show up on Whole Planet Healing in the next couple of days. And it was kind of a fun call.
I was going to ask the numbers or the phone numbers, are they all updated on the Spirit Channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Today
is supposed to be National Paranormal Day, so you could tell you can do anything. I guess you could have done anything, and it was interesting. I came in at the tail end, and I really got to go listen to the replay. That was interesting what you did.
All right, so Joy is here. Is Jackie here and available?
324? I guess not. I think
you, know
really? You want to take
it?
Not on Monday.
What's that?
Remember?
I was
right,
not on Monday.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, so I'm here and I'm unmuted now, but since we're on BBS, I don't know if Wynn wants the option of speaking tonight.
All right.
I don't know. I'm getting used to you, Jackie.
Uh-oh.
I've grown accustomed to your voice.
I have
it might
up.
Be. It might be the better choice.
All right, Jackie, you want to do it? Here we go.
I'll give you a break. Okay.
Yeah,
the recording has started.
If I think I should add something, Jackie... Well, here, I'm going to add something, and then I'll give it to you. Anyone listening on the radio, this is a call we do every night. We call it Whole Planet Healing. And, you know, the people on this call that are helping and volunteering to do it have checked the work we're doing out for years. And it's hard to believe it's real. It seems like, how could that be real? How could I have found this? He must be faking it. I must be making a mistake. I know I can feel the thoughts of people, but they keep coming back. The people that it's meant for, and it's because it's kind of, I would say, rather university level spirituality. Okay, and. I can tell you what we do, but until you get it in your gut, it'll just be words. So now I'm going to give you some words. Elohim is the word for God in the Old Testament and the Mormons. 2002, a voice came through my girlfriend at the time and kept knocking me. She kept knocking me on the shoulder saying, they want to talk to you. And this voice came through her. It said it was the Elohim, the Council of Elohim. And when I Googled the word, it was one of the words for God and the Mormon word for God. Now, it was so casual, I could not believe that could be who they were. And they were. It took me 3 years of asking them questions and being skeptical. But they were not God in the way we normally think of God. They were a group of energy beings at the beginning of the universe that were intelligent and that actually created the universe. We've had hours of conversation with them, probably 35 hours of conversation, which is posted online about how the universe was created. And it's like my friend Terry was channeling this, and there's no way she could have accessed that kind of information. In fact, no one could have accessed it because it was like a whole new take on creation. And the Elohim says they can expand to as big as a universe or as small as an atom. And they're on this line with us right now. They say they are. And that's why we have such a high energy. And that's why there's such a loving energy amongst all the people. We've built this energy for years. And I'm going to turn it over to Jackie. You can come in on the... Joy,
yes.
No, I'm telling Jackie, you can come in on the next transition, okay?
To all volunteers, please keep it brief.
Yes,
yeah.
You haven't dated this yet, so say the date.
It's July 11th. Okay?
No.
No, it's 7 p.m. It's May 3rd. May 3rd, 2021.
Well,
are you guys laughing at me?
I am.
So
you.
Joy is Joy is going to start out with a little.
Sure.
This whole call is like a meditation, but a little meditation to get you connected to the energy, help get you connected to the energies. And you may not get connected the first time. It's okay. You can come back or you can not come back. But if you keep coming back, eventually you'll probably get connected. Okay, there is definitely an energy on this line. And we are being definitely, from my experience, being overseen by these very high group souls. And I'm turning it over to Joy.
Thanks, Wynn. Okay, everybody, just sink into whatever surface you're on. Just let your body weight be as heavy as it is. And you can take 3 deep breaths at your own pace. And when you inhale, see if you can fill the bottoms of your lungs. And then exhale out everything that does not serve you. And then we can put our palms down with our fingers pointed out away from us and see if you can feel this wonderful energy that's coming up from the earth. Feel it in the palms of your hands, your fingers, maybe up your forearms. You might also feel it coming up through your feet. You may have a slight vibration. You can turn your hands up to get the energy of our celestial sources. It's pouring down around us. And then you can take your palms and you can put them together and feel the mix of the energies. Feel that mix. And then turn your hands so that your palms are facing out to the sides with your fingertips up. And imagine us all in a huge circle. And we're sending this energy to each other, back and forth and around the circle. And just sink into the peace and the calmness. And then we can send our calmness. We don't have to send it anywhere. Mother Earth already knows. She's got our calmness. And she can use it as she sees fit. As you'll see, we have purpose for that through the rest of this call. Thank you so much. Okay, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Joy. Next on this call, we have Cecil from the Seattle, Washington area, who will recite our invocation. And when we're working with these energy fields, it's very important to surround ourselves with a protective energy shield to block out any negative interference. So, Cecil, thank you so much for calling in the light tonight.
Thank you, Jackie. And thank you, Joy and Wynn. Father, Mother, God, the one infinite creator, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone in attendance, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection with all those present that are open to do so, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And back to you, Jackie.
Thank you, Cecil. Now, Wynn, at the beginning, gave excellent and very concise description of their history. But, this work began and this call began when interdimensional beings contacted Wynn and Terry almost 20 years ago. And Wynn would now like to introduce his partner, Terry Brown.
Okay, and I'm going to keep it short because I did a long introduction. But all I can say is they have told me they have never done anything like this before. And you might notice that there is this great intimate vibration of all of us on the call. And we're doing this over a telephone line. We're not even on a Zoom room. You know, normally when people would get this kind of vibration, they would have to huddle together in a sacred space and near each other in a church. And we're not a church, okay? And it's incredible. They said it's an experiment because we're doing this without walls here on the physical realm. And we're bringing in spiritual energy from the higher realms. And my partner, Terry, who is the person that is bringing in this energy, is just going to say hello. We're not bringing in channelings on this call, but Bonnie is going to read one of our past channelings, and we read a different one every night. So I turn it over to Terry.
Hi, everybody. I am so glad that you are here. And the Elohim and the Ra group, which I channel, they are so happy that everyone is able to tune in, and they assist wherever they are able to. They are in a higher density or a higher level, so they are very hard for us to perceive because we perceive within the bandwidth of the physical universe, and they are in a higher band. It started about 2002 when I felt a knock, knock, knock on my head, and I could feel the energy and awareness. I had the awareness of this group there, and I said, let's talk and get to know each other. And they said, no, we want to get you to talk to Wynn. It's very important. And I said, well, he's sleeping. And they said, well, it's very important that we get to talk to him. So I woke him up, and we got the tape recorder out and started with the first thousands of now have done channelings. And the majority of them are on the spiritchannel.net. And it's got the tape recording of the channeling, and sometimes it's got the transcript. So I'll turn it back to Jackie.
Thank you so much, Terry and Wynn. Yes, this multidimensional partnership produced thousands of conversations on a very wide range of topics over all these years. And as it bears repeating, as Terry indicated, you can discover these messages on the Spirit Channel. Net. Now, if you can't get there, you're in luck because, as Wynn mentioned, Bonnie from Corona, California, chooses an excerpt from this vast archive or a compatible resource and shares a selection with us every evening. Bonnie?
Hi, thank you. I thought there was really interesting what we were reading last night about the Anunnaki, and it seems like they thought it was interesting too, because the following Monday was a call dedicated to the origins of humanity. And this was Monday, September 12th, 2011. And this was a discussion about the Anunnaki. And if you remember the Anunnaki, I learned about the Anunnaki from Zechariah Sitchin, who was studying the clay tablets of Sumeria and came across this story of two brothers, Enlil and Enki. And so I will just go on with this channeling. And after Wynn calls in the light, Ra'an through Terry answers, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, and we greet and welcome and express joy at making contact with each and every person on the line. We are mindful of the topic and the questions that have been asked. We see that the contact with Earth in the period of darkness, at the period of time approximately 12,000, 13,000 years ago, there is a darkness that fell over the Earth. Before that, civilization had become widespread, and there was intergalactic travel, with space pods for landing in several countries, one of them being Egypt and one of them being South America. There was space travel, and there was connection upon the trade routes which spaceships maintained. There were Earthlings that had been previously genetically altered to survive within the Earth's atmosphere, taking seed, genetic seed, from the starlings and from the Earth apes. They had made beings that were on Earth and able to survive on the Earth. However, the Anunnaki did not feel that the Earthlings were of a sufficient intelligence to warrant the interaction. They wished, particularly Enlil, wished to start the project over. He did not like the independence that the Earthlings projected and felt that the Earthlings would not be able to fit into the galactic model of beings that could interact in a galactic sphere. They were too independent and too self-willed and not enough service to others, so he felt that they should be annihilated. His brother Enki felt that the Earthlings should be given every chance, and both Enki and Enlil had descendants that were in the Earth sphere, the combination of their own genetic line and the apes. What we are going to tell you now has been blocked out from history, and it created a blackout of the continuation of information flowing from the past history of Earth to the present, as it was so severe as to create a period when the destruction was so severe that the memory was blocked out. They blew up the Earth station for interaction, and this was blown up by Enlil and his descendants. This was not wished to be blown up by Enki and his, and this continued to be a blackout through which the history and the pass down of historic facts was lost. as the nuclear explosions were so intense that they could not remember and pass down information from generation to generation, as those generations caught in the crossfire in this destruction were bound up in a tangle and could not remember. The earlier incident, 4 million years ago, was when the gold mining was established by the Anunnaki on the trade route, and they established an outpost on Earth to mine gold. They also had humans that they developed genetically to take over the mining of the gold, as the Anunnaki could not readily survive in the Earth's atmosphere, and they needed to develop beings that could survive. As the Earth's atmosphere has many biological factors, which then would disrupt the life force of the star people they call Anunnaki, also known as the Nephilim. About 5 of the Earthlings in the particular surroundings of the gold mines felt they were very deprived, and that the opulence of the spaceship people and the people on the spaceship was such that they lived a life of leisure and pleasure, and they did not feel it was fair that they themselves had to work in the mines and to work with the loading of the gold. They wished to see what was beyond the Earth, and when the spaceship landed to pick up its supply of gold, this was about 4 million years ago, they loaded the gold onto the spaceship, but they had a plan that they would take over and commandeer the spaceship and place in bondage the people flying the spaceship and make them take them to other areas to see what was beyond the Earth, and to take part in the opulence that they saw in the spaceship. These 5 individuals, when the spaceship landed and the crew had loaded the gold onto the ship and it was ready to take off, they made their move to take over the ship. Some of them went on to the spaceship and they were confronted with weapons that they did not understand. And the remaining ones were set to release the spaceship, as there were mechanisms when the spaceship took off to move it from this dimension into a higher dimension. And there were specific routines they had to perform. The individuals performing these routines were individuals that were taking over the spaceship, but they were not well versed in how to release the spaceship. And they released the spaceship before the timing pattern was such to turn it, move it into the higher dimension. And the spaceship, being out of sync in its vibratory movement, then blew up. They did not intend it to blow up, and they did not know how to operate the mechanisms to release it into flight, so it blew up. This ended gold mining for a while on Earth. And there's much more, but I think that's enough for today. And I'll turn it back to you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. This is great. It's like a serial story that you tune into every day. This next segment is fundamental to this call. After all, we are called the planetary healing, whole planetary healing call. So Jennifer from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, goes over the most recent earthquake and volcanic activity on our planet. Our sources have said that they will add their energy to any specific current sites that need assistance on our planet. So it is our aim to send loving gratitude and calming, healing energy to Mother Earth. And our Earth is constantly relieving these stresses that build up. And we ask that within the guide of the highest good of all concerned, that these stresses be relieved in a benign way. Jennifer?
Thank you, Jackie. I'm going to try to make this quick to give Wynn as much time as possible. What we do on this call is, at this point, I point out, every day I search out what's going on geologically, and we follow the fault lines starting with the Ring of Fire. We usually start with Hawaii because it is one of our states, and we also have callers from that location. Now, today, there were 35 earthquakes on the Big Island. Most were negligible, 2.5 and less. But we did have some activity. There were four low levels in Kilauea and three on Mauna Loa. So as I'm speaking, you guys can be sending the calming white light, the healing energies down to Hawaii. And, of course, we want to also go into the sea, as there are undersea volcanoes. There's a lot of lava moving, and especially under Pahala. They're still having swarms, and this is on the southernmost side of the island, and it is where the lava fields are coming up onto the island. And then we're going to now head southward. The Elohim told us to do it this way, so that's why we do it. Go down to the southernmost point that we have issues, and that always seems to, or I shouldn't say always, but it seems to always quickly land on the New Zealand area. That region is very geologically active, and today we had a 5.1, 4.8, and several. There, I won't go over everyone, but there was a lot of them in this area. Now, this is where the trench, the Kermadec trench, is going under the plate, and it's quite busy down there every day. So I want to send calm and love light. And then we're going to zip across over to Indonesia. We did have 4.9, 4.6, and lots of threes. We also want to mention Dukono, volcano that's erupting, and also Ibu in the Indonesian region. And now we're going to make a turn northward following along the Ring of Fire. And we had a 4.2 in the Mariana Islands. Continuing a little further northward, we come up to Japan. Now, this was in the sea, and it was actually closer to Taiwan, but there was a 5.5. And the USGS has it listed as Japan, but when I look at the map, it's further south. And then I also want to mention Suwanosejima and Sakurajima. They're both erupting. Continuing northward, continuing along the Ring of Fire, we come up to an area that's owned by Russia, and it's Kamchatsky is the area. And there was a 4.5 there today. And this is where the Aleutian and the Kuril trenches meet. It comes to a right angle. And then we're going to come over to Alaska. We have 3.4 in the sea, and 2.8 on land, and a bunch of other little ones. And then continuing southward, Washington didn't have anything, which is really strange. Coming down into California, we had a 2.7 that was the largest today, and that was at Oakhurst, California. And then we want to send our calm to the Geysers region, San Andreas Fault, all the way down to California, the Long Valley Caldera region, Ridgecrest area, and Southern California. The largest earthquake in Southern Cal was a 2.4, and it was in the sea, just off of San Diego. And then we're going to move swiftly down into Mexico, where we had fours and threes in Mexico. Pretty average day there. Popocatépetl is erupting. Guatemala, no seismic today, but we do have Fuego and Pacaya that are both currently erupting volcanoes. And then continuing down through Central America, just threes in Nicaragua and Panama. And then quickly, before we leave this area, I want to mention Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, which are on the opposite side of the Caribbean plate from these Central American countries. So we wanted to zip over there, and we have some threes. Dominican Republic had 3.7, Puerto Rico had 3.4, and lots of others that were small. And then I do want to also mention the volcano of La Soufriere that is on the island of St. Vincent, and it is still erupting since March, and it's just made an absolute disaster out of this poor island. So we want to send them love and light. And then moving now down into South America, we come to Ecuador, and we had a couple of threes today, 3.6s, both the same. And we also had Reventador erupting there. Down into Peru, we had some fours, two, a pair of 4.6s, and some lessers. And Sabancaya is an erupting volcano with some calm to Sabancaya. And Chile, moving down that way, the largest was a 4.0. And then, of course, we have lessers. And then now we're going to move up to Europe. Well, let's first go up to Iceland, which is, if you know where Iceland is, it's up, it would be north of Europe. It's actually almost, it's sort of on a par with Norway. And it sits directly on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And that ridge is tearing apart and making new land. So we want to send just love light to Iceland, but it remains at a calm level. The volcano there has shifted tremendously. At one point, it had 8 fissures that were erupting, and there were 8 cones that were going off at the same time. Now it's down to 1 and become more of an explosive eruption in that 1 crater. So they're not quite sure where it's going to from here. So we just want to send them love and light, and may all humans and animals be safe. And then we're going to scoot past Spain, France. We have 3.5 in Italy. We had a couple of them. Romania had 2.6. Greece had 3s. Turkey had 2s. Tajikistan had 4.5. China had a 4.6, and the winner of the day is the Russian-Mongolian border. There was a 5.6 there today. And that brings us all the way around the world. Now, we're almost back to Indonesia, so this is a good place for me to hand the call back over to Jackie. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Now, before Wynn takes us on his guided visualization, the lines will be unmuted briefly, and you are invited to put your concerns and requests into the light. If you're listening on the radio or to a replay, this is a time when you also can put your concerns into the love light. Now, always we keep in mind that the highest good of all concerned be observed and expected. Thank you all for your contribution.
Unmuted.
All the lines are open.
I would like to put into all our removal of all harmful AI, nanotech, radionics on continuous basis and all the ill effects of it. I would like to open to all light cleaning and clearing of our air and water, healing, assistance, and protection for a beautiful Mother Earth, a human family, a flora and fauna, and all the sentient beings. I would like to ask for assistance for all living things in the Northern Hemisphere with this in this springtime growing season, that appropriate amount of moisture and everything else is provided at all times for all living things. So it makes it a happy, healthy growing season. I would like to ask for the protection for the forest from any and all wildfires and everything else, pestilence, the lack of moisture, diseases, everything that may be in a way of the happy and healthy living. Every tree matters. I would like to ask for the slowing down of the wind. It's drying up everything with not enough moisture, so I would like to ask for a little bit of a help there. And I would like to include all my prayers in all this. Thank you so very much.
Hi, Jennifer from Greensburg. I would like to put everybody on this call in the love light for healing. I would also like to include the people that are listening on BBC. And I want to include all of our family and our loved ones, including our pets. And I would also like to make special mention to Terry and Wynn. We want to enclose them in a bubble of white light protection. Monica and Larry, they need healing. Cecil and Betty, Dr. Art, our friend Morgan, Sarah, who's Alicia's daughter, for Lauren, Tom in San Jose, we know he has multiple issues. We ask for a complete healing. Carola and Wanda, both in Canada, White Dove and Willow, and Abby, Antonia's dog, and Coco, Maxelina's dog. And I would also like to put myself in love light for healing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. We don't have BBC yet. We're BBS.
Oh, sorry.
Good thinking. Next one.
This is Terry in Sedona, and I would like to put children everywhere in the light. And that they may have a very good childhood. They are the future of our world. Thank you.
Muted.
This is Wynn in Sedona, and we're going to close this call with a planetary visualization. And the general idea is the universe is multidimensional, and our planet tends to be at the lower end of the dimensions. And things are more physicalized, more possessions. And as you bring in higher energies from higher realms, it can cause shifts to happen down here. And boy, do we need some shifts. So that's what this part of the call is about. We have a group energy. We can just imagine we're a group energy with other positive sources as part of our energies. And we surround our planet with this energy. And we are going to be repeater stations, repeating the energy of the higher realms of the Elohim onto the surface of the planet and lifting the vibration wherever it can be lifted amongst the humans who are majoritively service to others, amongst the children, and asking as they get older they can attach some wisdom to the energy, to the plants, the trees, the flowers, and the grass, and to the fish and the sea life, to all the bees who are having a hard time, and other insects that are part of the balance of nature. We go to inside the earth. And keep in mind, the Earth is alive, and that she has an energy field. Our soul, and it's a big one, and it extends through the surface of the Earth and all us surface dwellers are in her field, and she has to process our energies. So we're going to send healing energy to Earth and gratitude for giving us this opportunity to have physical embodiments. We go to the surface of the Earth again. When we go to the energy waves that travel through the Earth that terminate in potential earthquakes and potential volcanoes. We send the energy of calm to all of these waves. Now we go back to the surface of the Earth, and we go once again to the earthquake zones. We're not going to do them in detail. We're going to do them as just a whole zone. So the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean from New Zealand to Alaska to South America. You see a U-shaped column of light coming down, lifting the vibration of that whole area and bringing calm energy. We go to the New Madrid fault line, centered in St. Louis and the surrounding states. And we send a column of light hundreds of miles in diameter through the surface of the Earth, bringing calm energy to any potential earthquakes, volcanoes in that area. And we go to the Mid-Atlantic fault line in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, running from Iceland to South America. And we put a longitudinal column of light, and we send calm energy down. If you're listening on BBS, you don't have to believe we're doing this. You can just use your imagination, and that works. Until you get an inner confirmation, you can just be open. We go to all the other earthquakes and volcano potentials anywhere on planet Earth. We send the energy of calm. And if there are earthquakes and volcanoes that need to happen, we ask that they might happen gradually and away from population centers. We go to all those other circumstances and situations, and I don't think I can use the word all, but as many as we can conceive of on the surface of our planet that we want to bring healing to. We start out with the coronavirus, and we ask to render it harmless, and we increase the immune system of humans. We go to all the people who are in fear, and we know fear disables a person from putting energy out in a positive way. So we ask for the transmutation of fear. and replacing it with love. We go to all those circumstances of suffering. Suffering with illness, disease, abuse, people who are sexually abused, sexually enslaved, child trafficking, on and on and on and on. And we sent this love light energy. We go to droughts, and we ask our sources to help find them and bring rain to those populated areas that are experiencing droughts. We go to the governments of our planet, and we ask for the qualities of leadership that inspire people, that represent the law of one. Beneficence, compassion, integrity, and ethics. And we go to the idea of peace. And we ask that those countries that are adversarial with each other can find ways to have common ground. We go to interventions. We ask that our realm is protected from nuclear weapons going off. We ask for transmutation of toxic materials, mentioning again coronavirus, radioactivity, chemtrail droppings. Anything in food, air, water, or medicines, including vaccines and GMO food. We ask for obstacles to be in the way of any plans, plots, false flags by the negative. Obstacles to any of things that would cause a decline in wellness, health, or sovereignty. And we're now going to bring this energy back to ourselves. We see the energy flowing through the universe, through the outer energy fields of our planet, and landing directly on our rooftop. We see that energy landing on our rooftop, where we have an energy filter that only lets positive energy through. We invite that energy, if we're comfortable, into our home, our apartment, our room, wherever we live, and ask it to transmute any negativity in our environment that's gathered since yesterday. We bring it around the outside of our house to protect the physical structure of our house. And finally, we bring that energy through our own bodies. We let it open up our chakras. Clear out any obstructions, blockages. Release our past karma incidents that are holding us back. And we remind ourselves that we are each an aspect of the one infinite creator, temporarily experiencing these physical bodies on planet Earth. And we're going to end the verbal part of the call and leave the lines open for anyone who wants to stay on and meditate in quiet. And just letting you know, we do this call every day at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And you can find us on wholeplanethealing.com. Wholeplanethealing.com. I thank every one of you for being here. It makes a difference. And we will see you next time.